Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Other than our friend, a friend of ours, a maid guy, Mike Dettillier. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thank you.
They did open the books. You are a maid guy, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Tell me, I don't know where you want to start. Mark Ingram here?
Well, you know, we've talked about this for well over a year. The negotiations couldn't come to the right price. And looked as though, you know, from reports, the Saints offered a little over $4 million. He was looking at 6 to 7. So that's a pretty big gap for a 29-year-old running back. And, you know, Mark has been a really good football player for this team. Looks as though Baltimore would seem to be the destination for him. They had some interest in Le'Veon Bell, but with Le'Veon signing late last night with the Jets, it certainly opens the door for it. But, Mark was a good player for this team. It was a nice combination with him and Alvin in the backfield, but business is business, and that's what it turned into.
You know what I'm wondering, and I guess maybe this is not the right way to look at it. Well, first of all, tell us about Latavius Murray. Did the Saints sign him yet, or is it imminent?
Yeah, it's imminent. Today is the first day you can sign. Murray's kind of a tall in the saddle. Man, he rides high. You know, he's straight up in the air when he runs the football. He's a tall-built runner, north-south, power guy who's got some really good foot speed. He's a pretty good receiver. He doesn't catch the ball as well as with Mark did. Good pass protector. And that was something that Ingram did really well. He was one of the tops in the business as a running back to protect Drew Brees. And Murray does a good job of it, too. But he's what I would call a volume runner. He seemingly gets better as the touches go more. Now, this team is running back-wise built around Alvin Kamara. Mm-hmm. And there's no ifs, ands, buts, maybes. So he knows his roles to come in as the number two back and give Alvin a little bit of time off when he needs it. But a veteran guy, basically the same age as what Mark is, and just comes at a cheaper price. And there was another team involved with Murray, and the Saints acted pretty quickly when I think it got down to either make the deal or don't make the deal. So he's been a good football player if it's been in Oakland or in Minnesota. But he is the guy that I think is a better volume runner than he is if you just give him the football 4 or 5 times in a game.
So what does that mean in terms of complimenting Kamara? And if you give him, you said 4 or 5 carries a game?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to – he's just, to me, a type of guy that gets into a groove as a runner. And most running backs are like that. They have a certain feel for the football and where to go with it. But if you just give it to him 5 or 6 times a game, his numbers are not going to overly impress you. You got to double-digit it with him. And then I think he starts to hit that groove. But, you know, this football team, with that offensive line you got, and they're healthy, that's underrated for what they do and to run the football, because late in the game you want to put the seal on people, and also early in the game there to keep people from having extra defensive back or a linebacker in the box. So I think it's a good move. If you couldn't come up with the right money deal for Ingram, then you got to get a guy that is a power runner. And that's what Mark was. He was a power runner as a football player, as a complement to what you have in the speed and quickness of Alvin Kamara.
We're going to take a break here. I got a couple more minutes here. I know there's probably no way to look at it, but I think they're paying Latavius Murray 3.6, something along, or going to pay him about 3.6.
Yeah, something in that range. So, again.
And Mark Ingram wanted about twice that, right? That was the number he was looking at?
Basically, he was looking at $6 to $7 million. So, tell me, that's a big gap. And like I said, it's been probably a year. You and I have talked about this, that they just couldn't come up with the right money figure. And you knew as it got close, he was going to take a look around because they, you know, if you've haggled over it for this long, you're not going to come up with a deal. And he wanted to test the market. And seemingly now, you know, with the Ravens would certainly be a good fit for him. And what they're trying to do offensively today now is to come up with the right price.
You think Mark Ingram shines in Baltimore more than he did here? Not that he wasn't great here, but you understand what I'm asking?
I think the numbers will be similar. Their quarterback situation, you know, Saints, you know, as good an athlete as Drew Brees, he's not running the football like Lamar Jackson is. You know, Lamar is a special athlete, and he's getting better as a passer, as an NFL passer. But I think the numbers will be similar to what probably he had here with the Saints. I think the biggest loss for him is going to be as a leader with Mark. You know, he was kind of this emotional spark on this football team. And the guy that somewhat kind of lit the flame when they needed it. And I think that part and his leadership in the locker room, on the field, that's tough to measure. You know, and that's what makes this no deal difficult, because normally when another player joins an NFL team, his teammates, they go out of their way to embrace him, and they on social media and everything else to talk about it. You didn't hear one word about Murray yesterday. And not that there's anything wrong with Murray. He's been a good teammate if he's been in Oakland or in Minnesota. But I think it was the shock of losing Ingram.
Mm-hmm. We could take a break, Mike. We'll come back, talk about Teddy Bridgewater. Teron Armstead tweeting yesterday that we as fans have no idea how much of a plus Mark Ingram was in the locker room. 621 yep. Traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettillier. Free agency starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon officially. I guess that's our time, right, Mike? 3 Central?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll is going to ask you about Teddy Bridgewater, and I'll get to that in a second. Somebody texted in about, do you think the suspension early in the season had anything to do with the Saints letting Ingram go? I know it had a lot to do with him breaking Deuce's all-time record, which he did.
Yeah. Zero.
Yep.
That doesn't have any effect.
All about the money, huh?
Man, come on. This is it's a business, and that it's what you got to do. And what's going to be interesting is that this really good young group of players that they've assembled now, you're going to eventually have to pay them. If it's Von Bell, if it's Michael Thomas, Alvin, Ryan Ramczyk. I mean, eventually you're going to have to cut all these guys a pretty big check. And so you can see where you're going to have to balance the books here over the next few years. And that's the good part, because you've assembled some really good football players. Sheldon Rankins, too, would be in that number. But eventually they want to get paid. You know, those rookie deals are going to eventually stop, and you're going to have to pay them.
So and somebody texted this in about restructuring some of the higher paid players' contracts.
Man, I ain't taking no pay cut. You know,
yeah.
Every that's the key thing to all of it.
But it's not really a cut. It's kind of like just putting the cash off, right? It's a cash flow thing.
Yeah, but you know, you get to the point where you can shuffle a little bit, and there's always room in a contract to shuffle, you know, money around. But it does come to a point, and it's kicked around about Drew Brees. Well, eventually, you got to stop kicking the can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can kick the can down the road, but eventually, you're going to have to pay it. And it's, you know, that key word of restructure for some people basically is a hidden word. Take a pay cut. Well, you want to take a pay cut at work? Nobody.
Well, I don't make Dottelier money, so
yeah,
it's different for me.
Nobody wants to take a pay cut. The restructuring, because it's a part of every contract that you can kind of reword things and kind of shuffle money here and there if you need to. But, you know,
at some point, that's going to come due, right, Mike? It's going to be considered dead money down the road.
That's like saying, okay, I got a couple $1,000s on a credit card. I'm just going to go to another person that's going to give me another card. That's going to give me some time, and I won't have to pay interest rate on it. Well, eventually, guess what? You got to pay that credit card, too. I mean, it all comes due. So that's the part with Mickey Loomis behind the scenes. That's a critical part of any football team, the money management. Because, man, with the money that was thrown around the first couple of days, Tommy, it was staggering to see the kind of dough that's thrown out there in the NFL the first, say, 30 hours of free agency.
So, Mike, if you got a couple more minutes, we never did get to Teddy Bridgewater. I also want to look ahead to 3 o'clock and what the Saints are likely to do, not to do. Traditionally, they are more, I guess, prone to not getting involved in that early overspending.
Well, that hasn't always been the case. This year, I think the cap being a little bit tight for them, they were prudent about it. And I think, one, you never try to overspend on a player. And secondly, when you sign someone, you better have a clear vision of how they're going to fit on your football team. And sometimes players you have interest in, the money becomes way out of your zip code. And so you got to pass on it. But in the past, that hasn't always been the case. Last year, they were pretty quick out of the box for Patrick Robinson and DeMario Davis. Mm-hmm. They signed them pretty quickly in the free agency period. And I suspect that you will see it heat up for the Saints in the next 48, 72 hours with some players.
All right, we'll talk about what direction that heads in with Mike Dottelier when we come back. A lot of y'all have a lot of questions about free agency, who's available, who the Saints should re-sign. Of course, Teddy Bridgewater probably at the top of that conversation. But if you have any questions for Mike, give us a call, 260-1870. Right now, time for WWL First News. And for that, we'll go to David Blake. Thank you, David Blake. We're going to come back with Mike Dottelier and talk about NFL and free agency and Saints and our Blue Runner Food Opinion Poll asking, is Teddy Bridgewater the guy to replace Drew Brees when he retires? I don't know if you can answer that or not as a newsman, but can you?
I'm a fan.
Well, tell me what you think.
Yeah, I think he can, just from hearing Zach yesterday. And, of course, he's getting the best he's the best understudy under Brees that you could, you know, hope for.
Well, you're with the minority right now. Third saying yes, two-thirds saying no. And I want to tell the audience about this before we come back and talk to Mike. And that is, we know occasionally that y'all want to talk about stuff that maybe we're not thinking of. So we're instituting a new feature. It is called You Make the Call.
Oh, I like that.
So the audience, you help us decide what we are going to talk about, right? So here's the thing. If you have anything you would like to change about the NFL, what would it be? You text us at 87870. We'll keep track of who texts what. And we'll try to talk about it as soon as we can. So what would you change about the NFL? Anything from rules, free agency, salary cap, season, you name it, it's all on the table. Give us a text and let us know what you think. 87870, taking a break, coming back with Mike Dottelier talking free agency on WWL. Our Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll asking you, is Teddy Bridgewater the guy to replace Drew Brees when he retires? About two-thirds of you are saying no. One-third is saying yes. If you listen to Zach Streif, the answer would be yes. Mike Dottelier joins us right now, our friend, WWLNF analyst. Mike, you're a degreed engineer, are you not?
Yep.
And you got into school on your own. Your parents didn't engage in any chicanery, did they?
Not that I know of.
All right.
They didn't break me that news.
Yeah, I don't think they did. I think you did that on your own. All right, let me go to the phone lines here real quick to Tim, you have to put him on. I can't find a phone. Go. I can't. No, I told Tim in the control room to put Brian on. I can't find the phone. I don't know what happened. Go ahead, Brian. You're on WWL talking to Mike Dettillier. I'm not kidding. Go ahead, Brian. You're going to have to put him on. Did you, Tim? I think it's going pretty well so far.
All right, let's get back. It's working out great.
Let's get back to Brian later. Jordan's coming in to find the phone. And, Mike, let's talk about Teddy Bridgewater. Okay. First of all, does keeping him mean that he is the heir apparent to Drew Brees, or is it just a short-term solution? And Brian wanted to ask you about Blake Bortles.
What about him?
I guess should the Saints go after him?
No. I'm passing on Blake Bortles. I saw the way he threw the football at Jacksonville. I mean, you know, he had a pretty good team around him, but, you know, he never impressed me. His accuracy skills, and that's something you can't teach. Either you got it or you don't. And I never saw it in Blake. And, yeah, I agree with Zach. I mean, he's going to be given that first opportunity when, you know, and we're talking down the road here, but right now, Teddy Bridgewater, I think the big thing everybody wants to see is the length of that contract with Bridgewater when he does sign. Is it a one-year deal or is it a multi-year deal? Because that's going to make a big difference. Does Teddy just sign for 1 year and then he waits because Drew's contract is over after this season? So there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts with all of this. But I think they feel very secure with Teddy. You can't judge him off that final game. That's not right for Teddy to judge him off of that. But he's been a winning quarterback in the National Football League with the Vikings, come off a horrific knee injury, and he's a guy that you can tell Sean Payton likes a lot. And I do think the trust factor between him and Payton played a big part in him re-signing, because from reports, he had an opportunity to go to Miami, his hometown, and he would have been the starter there. And he walked away from that and comes back with the Saints.
You know, I was asking Zach this yesterday. I think in a way it kind of is like a, you know, I say dating, but you either got chemistry or you don't, right, between a quarterback
and
a coach?
That's correct.
And in this case, both sense that it is there, and it's like, hey, here's somebody I can work with from either side.
Yeah, and he saw what would happen, you know, between him and Drew. Because I think if there was any question mark when Drew first signed was, how would they get along? It was Sean's first head coaching job. He's got a strong personality. You know, Drew inwardly does the same way. How would they kind of connect? And, you know, it's been the lock in the chains. I mean, you could see just how quickly they have gotten along and how it has been throughout the years. You sort of have the same feeling that, you know, Peyton and Teddy Bridgewater have a very similar relationship between the two of them. And I think that played a major part in why it looks as though Teddy's going to sign. But what I want to find out is the length of that deal, because that's going to tell you kind of where this is heading with Drew Brees in the future. He's not going to play forever. You know, give him a good look and soak it in now, because, again, 40-year-old quarterbacks, yeah, it happens. And Brady's doing unbelievable at his age. But that's not been the norm in the National Football League.
When it comes to, well, I don't know if you can answer this now or not, but when it comes to 3 o'clock, 8 hours away, about Saints, can we look for any action early? And if so, of what type would it be?
I think if they make a move other than what we've talked about, I think it would be along the defensive line. That's an area, because of the injury to Sheldon Rankins, Onyemata's probable suspension, Tyler Davidson's, you know, he's going to be a free agent one way or another, and so his contract is due, is to watch along the defensive line. And I think that's a spot where they'd like to get better. There's already reports that the Saints, by the end of the week, we'll bring in Ziggy Ansah, who the defensive end with the Detroit Lions. That's an interesting bring-in because of the fact you've already got Cam Jordan and Marcus Davenport Ziggy, when he's been healthy, he's been a big-time player for the Detroit Lions. I'm not sure what kind of money he's looking for, and he's coming off a shoulder surgery. But, you know, when Ziggy is healthy, he is a pretty doggone good pass rusher off the edge. How that would all settle out. But I think defensive line is an area to keep an eye on in the next day or two on kind of how they try to bolster that position just because of the injuries and free agency and the probable suspension. That defensive tackle spot's got mighty thin.
Mike, I appreciate your time. I hope we get to talk to you tomorrow if anything happens here. Quickly, have the Saints ever had a player named Ziggy before?
Not that I can remember.
I don't think
No, that's a new one. But, you know, Ziggy is a guy. His story is unbelievable of how he got to play in the NFL. Was an early first-round pick, was a really good player for the Lions. But they couldn't settle on money, and he's visiting Buffalo, I think, today or tomorrow, and then New Orleans right afterwards. And all I know is if the money's close, I'd much rather spend my time in New Orleans than Buffalo.
These idiots in the control room, Mike, and you appreciate him as much as I do, just said he's from Ghana, and we're going to sign him.
That's pretty good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.